something coming up. This went up around 7-ish or 10 after 7 or something. It was huge. 33% bigger and brighter. And then I saw the eclipse coming, and then 11 o'clock I was kind of turning in, watching the background. I usually shut
down.
I was a little bit tired. No, that was interesting. That was for a while until 2033.
Yeah, it was, you know, a bit of a surprise because, you know, they were saying originally it was supposed to be cloudy. In fact, it was supposed to rain today, the original forecast on Friday. But as usual, they were not correct. It turned out to be not a bad night. And, of course, it's not a bad day either. The sun's shining. You know, although I do hear Wednesday, so we're supposed to get much more rain than anticipated. Well, it must be nice to be a weatherman. You know, you can be 100% wrong and still...
Brother Pat! Brother Pat!
And, of course, you know, watching the Pope and all his goings-on, I was actually on HF working the special event stations for the Pope. There were six of them. I managed to get five of the six. So, you know, I can still get my certificate, though, for that.
Oh, I'll be. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I came home Friday, and it was in about August, and the Pope had arrived. He was getting ready for Central Park. I kind of sat around and watched that a little bit in the beginning of the Mass at Madison Square Garden before I went down to about the dinner and friends, but interesting reaction of people, very well needed thing for our world at this point with all that's going on. So, and I'm glad everything was good security wise. We didn't have any problems or anything like that. That's good. And, yeah, it was a lot, nice, pleasant weekend. Just a little bit too chilly to swim because it only was 71 or 72, and there was a cool breeze, and it was not warm enough to go to the beach. I was hoping I could get one more weekend, but it's the time of year where it's kind of like ending up.
D2CWZ.
Okay, D2CWZ, the group WB2CMF. Good morning to you, Phil. Why don't you take it and turn it back to Peter.
Hey, WB2CMF, W2SEC. Nice. Bit foggy this morning over here. Not too super cold, but on the windshield. Foggy. Had a good weekend. Pat, I did stay up and see the whole eclipse. It's nice. Over to you, Pete.
All right, so good morning to you, KGCWC, W2, SCT Mobile, and nice hearing you. And it was a lovely weekend, and I figured you stayed up for the whole thing there, and the whole eclipse. I saw basically most of it, and I have a nice big window that looks south, so I was able to very nicely. Until about 10 after 11, and then I would take the news in the background. So we were lucky. We had a very few clouds, because the clouds were kept south yesterday, high pressure. Otherwise, we could have had a very cloudy rainy day. I got a weather alert, Weather Channel, for Western Long Island Sound for wise flooding and so forth. And yet there was no rain in the forecast at all. Or, I don't know, putting out that alert with that. Weather alerts. So, you have it. I mean, over to Phil.
I think I get it.
okay. I won't fight over it. Yeah, I got the same weather alert. They called it a flood advisory, but it really wasn't a flood advisory. It was a rip current advisory. But I guess they just put it under the same heading. So I don't know. These weathermen, like I said, are a little bit outrageous sometimes.
I got the weatherman.
After 11 o'clock, and then, you know, by then it was just about total, and, you know, I saw it, and that was it. I didn't need to see the other half. So, but, you know, still thrilling, just because it wasn't expected. You know, it was supposed to be cloudy. You know, I'm sorry I didn't bring out the telescope. But, you know, at 4 o'clock, it was heavily overcast. I figured, oh, yeah, they were right. But, you know, then it cleared up. You know, unfortunately, it was too late to run out, unpack the telescope. Next time, 2033 or whatever, WB2CMF Mobile.
Hey, WB2CMF Mobile, KB2CWZ. Yeah, I kind of think, you know, you hear 2033. This may have been the last one we'll see. I hope not, but you never know. You got to face reality here. Maybe not. We'll see. But yeah, it was a good sight. Same over here, around 6:30, it started, you know, getting patches of blue. And by 9 o'clock, it was actually clear. I saw the moonrise, you know. Some high clouds, but not enough to really affect looking at that. It's a nice sight. I'm glad I remembered to go out there and look. Over to you, Pete.
Hi, very good. Getting to CWZ, WTSCG Mobile. And very good on that. The it was a very interesting eclipse. We had that clear weather and everything. It worked out nicely. But we need the rain, and so we're going to get it tomorrow night. And I guess you're saying it was a rip current warning. Yeah, doesn't make any sense. No rain in the forecast, nothing at all going to coincide with anything he said. So, and, I had a good weekend. I actually bought two new plants, because two of them had died on the front stoops, so I bought two, they're good hardy fall plants, so they like the cool weather, and they'll last until into early November, or as far as it can last before we get the first frost and all that. That should be nice. Let me get two FTP mobile. Pat, over to you.
KW2SCTWB2CMF mobile. Phil, by the way, there is no fog out here. Heavily dewed, though, but there's no fog. Sun is shining fine. Why don't you take a guy, make a turn over here?
Okay. Yeah, it's actually very overcast over here. I think they said, you know, a stray shower possible. Yeah, it looks like it could. Yeah, my cardiologist is still missing. They had another thing on News 12 yesterday, so I guess I'll be looking for a new cardiologist. This should be interesting. I have an appointment there in like 2 weeks. Hopefully he shows up, but I don't know. It's almost a week now. Over to you, Pete.
Oh, what's going on with your cardiologist? What happened there? Sounds unusual. You've had him for a while now, I think, right? And, well, it looks like very heavy fog here. I'm at Long Island Arthur Airport, exit 57. Although, maybe it is just pretty much just like fog to me. So, I guess the sun is out a little bit more easier.
69 and up to 62 at least, there was no fog. Sun is shining. Even by the lake, it was there was no fog. It's just dewy, though. Thank my phone, which you kept fogging up. I'm just about at the 7-Eleven, so I'll be back in a few minutes. WB2CMF Mobile. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. WB2CMF Mobile, KDWC. Yeah, Pete, my cardiologist, he went missing on Tuesday. The last anybody saw him, they saw him at the Rosling train station. On the week, they said he was on his way up to North Shore and never made it. Yesterday, they said that he was seen at the Rosling train station. I found out, they said he suffers from depression, which I never knew, but, and he was under the doctor's care. But yeah, nobody's seen him since last Tuesday.
Well, that sounds crazy. I wonder what's going on. Yeah, and he suffers from depression. Wow. Like something's going on there. Making him depressed. Especially being a doctor. Never know. He all sorts of things out. And Pat is right. Pat, we'll see you in a minute if you're still listening. But yeah, the sun, all of a sudden, all the fog dissipated right after I gave it over to Major so quickly. Now, yeah, it's quite clear out here, actually. It's clear. But in the lower lying areas, they get some fog kind of collection. Burn off so quickly. I'm at exit 60 now, and that's good, Phil. So you guys are still going to go. You're going to be going up state for Columbus Day weekend, right?
That's the plan. 3-day weekend, so yeah, that's the plan. I think even if it's not, weather-wise, if it's not ideal, I'd like to get up there. Just, if nothing else, just to, close everything up. Because once you get, especially into the middle of October, you don't want to take any chances. You're good at least till November, because you could get some cold nights below freezing, but not sustained cold. That's when you really have to worry about pipes bursting. I still have the basement windows cracked open a little, and some of the upstairs bedroom windows cracked open. It's time to shut those. Anyway, yeah, as of right now, we're still planning on going up there. Over to you, Pete.
All right, very good. Very good. And you're good until November, but you want to start getting cared and everything. That's done. October, what can happen. Very good, and May. Still very, I'll be more in line with making a good time here, it's early. Might be a short day, I can't remember. SCT Mobile.
SCT Mobile. Can't be back yet.
Just got out of, little backed up, a lot of people this morning. I think they're giving away something. So I'm back on my way. Go ahead.
Okay, that means you only held a round or two, I'm sure.
Pete had a good weekend.
Took the wife out to Stella's. You probably know where that is, on Jericho Turnpike.
Yes, it's Floral Park or North.
I think it's Floral Park, Jericho Turnpike. We took her out there Saturday night for her birthday. Food was excellent. Had a good time. Everybody enjoyed it. And I got to see my son for the weekend, too, so an added bonus. Over to you, Pete.
Oh, that's good. Very good. Yeah, I've heard of Stella's. I think I know where it is there. Yeah, it's a park, I guess. It's a New Heights Park, so... I'll be over in your area today to get to you a little earlier. I'm going to try to 10, 15 minutes. Drive because I don't know what other way to get to Seacliff from my park. It really is today, and then traffic to Ross. I know is what I did. SCT Mobile. Maybe I'll go to the village a different way, and maybe that will cut out something.
Yeah, that time of day. It's funny. We were talking about that yesterday. There's just so much traffic. It's everywhere now. It's like we're so saturated in this whole region. It's getting to the point where, you know, there's heavy traffic all day long now.
But there's no easy way to get from here to Sea Cliff.
Over to you, Pat.
Okay. Pulling into the spot. I think the schedule for this week, I'll be off on Wednesday. I might have to take off Thursday. You know, this week is Thursday. Kristen has her court appearance for her ticket that she got. She's going to if Chris can't get away, I'll have to go with her, you know, to traffic court. Car park, I gotta find out where that is. I sort of know where it is, but I haven't been there. Anyway, like I said, I'm looking at the front door, so I'll say 7-3 to both of you. Have a nice day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. WB2CMF Mobile, I'll be clear on your final 7-3
roll. All right, very good. In there, Pat, well, 73 to you, and I'll catch you this afternoon. I'll be on around 30 miles at the right park, so it takes about an hour. Catch you. Ben, and stay well. And over to Phil for a 73 to you. And I'm getting close to exiting myself.
73, Pat. No one on. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. Probably be hanging around the house most of the day. I got grass to cut, front and back, so up all the leaves. I'm going to give my car a little road test also. I got to drop that old caliper back so I get my $30 core charge back. Have a great day. I'll talk to you this afternoon. W2SET Mobile, KD2CWZ. Go ahead, Pete.
All right, KD2CWZ, W2SET Mobile. All right, very good. Pat against 73, and I'll catch you this afternoon. Yeah, so you have a lot of things going on, radiologist. And it's funny, because Stella was the Magos pilot. How you do that you had on Saturday? I don't know. I guess your wife gearing up for her first week, full week, so I could get. Okay, we go. Backing up, looks like I'll be going to Asheville the end of October, and then Chicago the second, we're going to say more about the next round. And just exiting off, back over to you, Phil.
Yeah, she's already lamenting, you know, the full week. She mentioned, you know, I think I'm going to have to put in for a sick day. So I thought, well, if you do make it on a Friday or a Monday, this way you have a 3-day weekend and we'll get upstate. So we'll probably wind up doing. Like, you know, why not, you know? Yeah, it's funny. The first 4 weeks. I guess I'll find out next week with the cardiologist. Cause I have an appointment for October 7th. They always usually call the day or two before the term. I guess they'll be calling to cancel. I have the stem cell doctor tomorrow. Going to be doing some blood work. This month I see most of the doctors that I need to see. I still got to make an appointment for the dentist, too, so. Yeah, summer's over. Back to work, right? Over to you, Pete.
Yeah, I actually had sort of a mini extended summer with all these short holidays. Nice, but it kind of extended the summer for another month, up to the 28th. But I like the time of year, too. It's my third best season, you know, after spring and summer. I like it. I just don't like what happens when we get to the end of the... we'll just hope for the best. But if she's going to take a sick day, definitely do it on a Friday or Monday, and then they're long, I just see a little color in the dog with some red and maybe a little light yellow or orange sometimes once in a while. And maples here. Very, very slight at this point. The swimming days are pretty well over with, except for my friend's pool. It'll be a cool weekend next, and it's going to be only upper 60s or around 70. That's definitely way too cool. So the water's so warm now, though. The weekend I'll be up in the Poconos, so that's back here to swim. And after that, it's pretty much it. But you're getting into the middle of October. I was going to tell you more about Asheville, yeah. So I've got that in motion. I just got it tied on the flight, but actually much less expensive staying at Joel's house. Driving over to Asheville for the day, either on Friday, because I'm going to take Thursday and Friday off that week, and either take, get me over there on Friday, or maybe on Halloween itself on Saturday, back on November 1st. I'll be in 2SET Mobile. It should be a nice trip, though. Be good to be with Joel and get to see the neighbors and everything. Back to you. I have about one more round or maybe two left. Back to you.
W2SET Mobile, KB2C.
That's nice. Yeah.
To get down there again.
Yeah, upstate. I was talking to one of my neighbors up there.
This guy Andy that takes care of it, you know, he called to say he cut the grass for me because it was really getting tall. And he said, yeah, the leaves are turning up there. Pretty soon. He figures just in time for Columbus Day, usually around between the 8th and the 10th of October, it reaches its peak. So we should get up there with perfect timing.
Well, very good. Yeah, that should be good. Yeah, definitely. And, the weather should be, you know, really nice. Looking forward to that. Normally I'd be going to Chicago Columbus Day weekend, but my one friend, they're going away for part of that weekend to Michigan, so I have to shelve it until later. And then the other friend I stay with, I stay at the Courtyard Marriott in downtown Chicago, right across from the delicious seafood restaurant. But so I've done that the past couple of years, but my friend's going to have me stay at his house. We're also a matter of flying out this August. I'm looking at the November, 5th of November, I fly out on Sunday there. So the planning stages haven't tied anything down yet. So, Phil, I'll catch you this afternoon. I'll be going around the 3:30-ish time. We're flying out, so catch you then. And take care. KGCWZ, W2SET. Have a nice day. I do have my egg salad with me, so I'll get a little egg salad. Your walk, certainly a beautiful morning. Take care now.
Have a great day. Don't work too hard. And, maybe I'll catch you in the afternoon. Yeah, maybe I'll go get myself an egg sandwich. It's even though it's cloudy over here, it's nice. It's not, you know, it's not really cold. So, and not, you know, just the perfect weather to walk, take a walk. Maybe I'll do that. All right, Pete, I'll talk to you this afternoon. 73, W2SET Mobile, KB2CWZ, I'll be clear. 73, Pete.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Phil, you stay well, too, and take care. See you later on. Catch you later on.
MB2SY to 147, K6 DPC clear.
actually can't do it because it won't work from the car. I did yesterday. Get you a little later. I wish I could, actually. In 2MB.
052.
Roger, roger. That I can do.
W2SET, KD7DAW Mobile.
Listening. Sesame Street as well. I wonder if Big Bird is as big in other places as well. Interesting. KP1HQJ.
Parquet wood flooring and put it down. It'll last the rest of my life because Nothing's going to damage it up here.
Hey, Barry. I got a quote. I can't think of the name. $3,000, the inside downstairs, the whole downstairs. 900 square feet, $3,000. Me and Patricia picked out a nice color. And then $1,500 to do the, the porch. $1,500 to do that with indoor-outdoor carpet. And we want to do it. There's no money right now. Amy's trying to get more money out of Libby first.
Amy told me that.
Right.
Yeah, that was a little surprise to me. I didn't know you could actually do that, but that's a good idea if you could do that. Anyway, I'm not going to put any... I want no carpeting. I never want to see carpeting as long as I live, so... And it's going to cost me a fraction what it's going to cost you, because I do it myself. You know, two-thirds of the price you just gave me is labor.
No, that was two-thirds. Certainly a lot. Yeah, well, look, I can't do it. Patty can't do it. She's good at that, but she's got a bad, very bad back. She has arthritis in her neck and in her spine. So, she can't do this anymore. But, I want to put that down. The person here before us probably had a dog or a cat that wasn't well trained because it smells. Patty Hoyt, Stanley Steamer. They came in and cleaned it, but it's still so bad. And it's ripped up in spots. So, we want to have it pulled up and get new stuff. You know, our animals are well trained. The dogs and the cat stand next to the back. You know where you come in when you come in? The back sliding door? They'll stand there, and they'll either bark or look at us. The cat will meow and look, and we let them out. They don't do it in the house.
They're not kittens. Kittens have accidents. I know. But anyway, I'm not putting any carpeting in here. I don't want to. I'm done with carpeting. That was a long time ago when carpeting was popular. You know. No, none of that. I'll be putting in a hardwood floor. And I'm telling you, Richie, two-thirds of the cost of what you're doing is labor. That's how they make their money. That's why they're doing it, you know. But me, on the other hand, thank God I'm healthy enough. I can put a floor down myself. I really won't have any trouble, so, you know. And I don't have to do it overnight. I could take a week to do it. Who's bothering me, you know?
Gee, I don't know why I can't think of the name of them. They were here. They wrote up a quote. So I gotta look at the quote, I'll get the name off that again. Remember, who advertises on TV? 631, da 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 da.
I don't remember. But I'll see their ads again, I'm sure you will too. Yeah, I know what you're talking about though. By the way, they also do hardwood floors. They don't just do carpets, that outfit.
That's right, I checked. When the salesman was here, he said, you can't afford hardwood in your money. He said that's very expensive.
It ain't bad. I've done it. I did it downstairs. Got ruined in the flood, but it was looking good when I did it.
Yeah, well, they come in 12 or 24 inch square. I forget how much they are a piece. They're very expensive. I picked out a color with Patty. We sat down with the swatches and looked. And they only use good stuff. Mohawk.
Yeah, I heard of them. Yeah, I was in Lowe's, not Home Depot, Lowe's. Same thing. And they're not that expensive. The wooden tiles are not that expensive, so I don't know why that guy said that to you. I looked at them a month ago. They're not bad.
Harry, you gotta be careful. Some of them come from China, have formaldehyde in them. You don't want that.
Richie, those can't sell it if it'll kill you. They would have been sued already. I guarantee you they're not going to do that.
I don't know. By the way, leave a pause and wait for the like I say, Amy has to check. I want to take out between $10,000 and $15,000 more on the reverse mortgage. And she's going to check it and call me Thursday. When I was in the hospital and she came up, she said, we could do that.
All right, well, okay, okay. Make sure you put a few bucks in there for extras, because you know you're going to have them.
Oh, I know, Barry. I want to buy an amplifier. It's, you know, that's a small thing with that taking out $10,000 to $15,000. I tell you, I want to either buy the Ameritron 572H, which has four 572s in it, or maybe their solid-state amp. It comes with a switching power supply, but it's expensive. It's $1,500.
Yeah, well, not my problem. I'm looking at an amplifier right now, and I don't even want to turn it on, so to me, it's just nothing. But I will get a two-meter amplifier, and nothing's cheap, Richie. Two-meter amplifier, brand new, ready to go, is probably $4,000.
Well, look, nothing, no free lunch. Everything is very expensive. Everything today. Oil is expensive. Gasoline. Everything is expensive. I said to Amy, I want to do the amp. I want to do some things in the house. I want to get a new table put up. You saw I'm crammed in. That company that was in here, I want them to come in. Woody, that much. I want them to put up a nice counter. Like I had in Whitestone, not with all those shelves, just the counter. And Formica, white Formica. Either white or wood grain Formica, one of the two. The rest of the money, I want to dump it into the bank, because you never know what comes up.
Yeah, well, if you do that, plan ahead. Because you may want to put more ham equipment in there, and you can't put it on a little table. So whatever you do, see if you can't add shelves later, Richie, because you're going to want to do it.
Okay. Well, I can't put a shelf because of my windows in front of me with the air conditioner.
Well, you might want to remove the window. I'm not making this up. You might want to remove the window or move the ham station to another corner of the room or something like that, you know.
I suppose, Barry. We'll see. There's no place to move it, really. There's a window on the other side as well. That is in between two. So I don't know. But no, I don't need the shelves. All I need is a long table. And I need a deeper table. It's not deep enough.
Okay, well, my approach to these things is, it's my house. It doesn't belong to anybody else, so I'm going to arrange the house to fit my way of living, not the other way around. You're actually sitting there looking at this, well, I can't do this because I have to have that there because that's part of the house. The house is for you. So if it was my house, that window would be gone already.
Anna, it's going to look like crap if I do that. I don't want to do it. Hey, nobody else. I don't want to do it. I don't need the shelves. I'm out of room. I need room for an amplifier and a couple little ditties, and that's it. By the way, what do you think? Know that Ameritron solid-state amp looks nice. It comes with the switching power supply. Puts out 600 watts, but it's expensive. It's $1,600.
That ain't much. Really not much. Maybe you should consider setting up your ham station in another room if you can't change the walls. Move to another spot, Richie. You're supposed to, the ham station is for you. You know what I mean? You can't have the house, you can't live for the house. The house has to live for you. So you have other rooms, put it in another room.
The X with a comment.
Go for it, N2MB.
That X-switch. Look at the Ameritron and you'll see one minor problem, one major problem, I think. One antenna jack in, one antenna jack out. So So if you have multiple antennas, you have to add an external antenna switch. So that's why I decided I wasn't going to get one of those. Into we have WB2ZX Mobile.
Wait a minute. They make amplifiers with multiple outputs? I didn't know that.
They do, like the Tokyo High Power, which is now out of business, and another solid state one has like two antennas in, three antennas out, things like that. Otherwise, you're stuck with your radio. You know, you got multiple outputs on my 100-watt radio. You got three antenna outs, and you know, for different antennas, and you only have one going into the amp. It's not going to do any good.
I didn't know that. All right, I never even thought of that.
With me, I have three different antennas, a 6-meter, a 10-15-20, and a 40-meter rotatable dipole, so I would need three in, three out.
Okay, well, I do it another way. I did what you just said you don't want to do. I've got a wall full of antenna switches, and I just switch everything to everything, that's all.
Rich, picking up, Rich, I'm just listening on the side. I just thought I'd just make that comment for you.
Hey, Jerry. And, you can stand by. Yes, good afternoon, Jerry. And, well, you know what are very good? The Alpha Delta switches. I would use one of them, that's all. Right now, one antenna, but like you say, you never know for the future. But an Alpha Delta switch would do the trick, too. So there's no problem. Anyway, yeah, Barry, what Jerry said is true. Tokyo High Power was a good company, but I don't know why they went out of business. They're making good stuff, but I don't know. Maybe the market wasn't enough. Maybe it was mismanagement. I have no idea. But anyway, Metatron, I don't know. Hal said to me, I don't know. He thinks the AL-572 quality, he said, may not be there because it's not, you know, it's low end.
And if you can afford it, I think you should take the guy that was just on. I'm terrible with names, you know me, Ray. But he suggested a transistor amplifier with multiple outputs. Look for that.
Okay, Barry. Yes. Lighten a cigarette. I guess, but there's a limit to what I can spend. You know, if I take out another 10 to 15 thousand on the reverse mortgage, even with that, that's a lot of money. But I want to be frugal because I want to buy an amp. I want to get the new table put up. That's about it right now. I may want to buy you like a Rig Blaster to do digital. That's not expensive. But it's the amplifier that's going to cost. And the table will cost me money because I got to get guys who did the work in the house. They did superb work. I'd hire them in a minute to do it. They could come in and measure and give me a quote. They were excellent. But it all depends if Amy can pull out the 10 to 15,000. I have things in the house. There's the carpeting. There's a chandelier in the living room. Hold on. That'll be set. Chandelier in the living room. Patty loves it, but it's in terrible shape. So rather than dump it, because it'll break her heart, I want to send it out to the store, lamp store, and get it rebuilt, rewired, repainted. It's like a very old chandelier, but it's gorgeous. It just has to be repainted, rewired, new sockets and everything. That can be done at maybe a couple $100. It'll make her happy, and I like it, too. The one in the dining room looks like something out of the Monsters. I want to get rid of it.
I have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea? What are you saying?
I don't like chandeliers at all.
I don't know. I think they're gorgeous. And, why not?
You know, I always thought chandeliers were absolutely ridiculous. If I had one, I would take it out.
I don't know. They're very nice. It depends what the one in our dining room is terrible. I'm going to dump it. I'm going to put it in the trash. Like I say, it looks like something out of the Addams Family of the Munsters. One in the living room is gorgeous, but it has to be repainted, new sockets, and wiring. That's all. But it's nice. Really cute.
Don't care for it. What can I tell you? Anyway, I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money, but if I was me, if it was me, and I was you, I'd have my order in for transistor amplifier yesterday.
You know, Barry, I don't have the money right now. I gotta wait for Amy to see if she can get that money out of the reverse mortgage. And then I can do all these things. We need the carpet, the chandeliers. We were told, when I was in the hospital last year, Patty called. She was very good. She called, I forget who, I think Sloman's, people who we use for oil, and she had a new high efficiency engine and burner put in. It's got to save us money. But when the guy was here, he told Patricia that we need a firebox. They want $750. And some guys on Weimark told me we can get it done for $5. So we have to do that. And I want to have emergency money in the bank.
Yeah, me too. I'd like money. Money's good.
Now you gotta have an emergency fund. What if some pipe breaks or something? So I want to do all those things I said. Buy the amp. Get the table. Call everything else into the bank. Let it earn some interest. Even though interest is low. And, you know, if something comes up, we got the money to do it.
Yeah, I know. I know. I broke a pipe 3 days ago downstairs. Collects anything. We shut the valve off. And we're redoing that pipe anyway. I decided we're moving the pipe, so. Otherwise, I would have just fixed it. But now I'm just going to cut it, bend it, turn it, put it in another part of the downstairs. They want to move the kitchen. They don't like it where it was, so we're moving it into another spot. That's going to take a bit of work, but it's not going to be that expensive.
One last comment before we sign.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm probably going to get another amp, but I never really used the Tokyo Power. Before you get an amp, get a good antenna system, because if you can't hear the station, what's the good of transmitting to the stations all over the world if you can't hear them returning to you with a crappy antenna system? So you want to look into your antenna system before you get the amp.
Amen to that. I totally agree with you, Jerry.
W2JVB, comment.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. N2MB.
I agree with you. I'm limited because I have to have something simple. I can't service it myself anymore. Being in a wheelchair, I have up a dipole on 40 meters. Signals are S9 to 20 dB over 9. I'm surprised. Jerry, you have a good one. JBB, pick it up.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'm just copying the mail here. I may have an option for you. I actually live in Long Beach, and moving into a condo, have a beautiful 20 to 6 meter hex beam from my traffic on my roof. Has the ASU rotor, works fabulously. I don't know if you would be interested.
Thank you, but no. We got a lot of trees. It'll get caught in the trees. And I'm not putting anything on the roof. I live in Massapequa Park. They're very strict here. Anything you do like that, they want a permit. They also want an engineering study. I have a simple dipole. And like I say, I can't service stuff myself. So I can't do it.
So they're never going to get me to live in that neighborhood.
Hey, it's a great neighborhood.
Sucks.
My son lives there, and it is a nice neighborhood. But anyway, I just thought that if you could use it, as opposed to going in the garbage, which I hate to do, I think that I'd offer it.
God bless you, but I can't. I really can't thank you.
See, on the other hand, I don't even want a low band antenna. I want to put up stuff of 1296 and 432. Hope you got a bunch of them, because I'll be over in a half an hour.
No, in fact, you know what? Maybe I can use that in the condo. Got a nice terrace, and it's overlooking the ocean.
It's really nice. Where did you say you live? Because I probably know your neighborhood.
Long Beach.
Hey, I'm in Long Beach every 3 days. I'm in Long Beach. You tell me the street, and I'll explain what the cars look like on it.
Neptune Boulevard at the end of the bay with the hex beam on the roof.
You're only out at the end there. Very nice. Yeah, I used to do work. I used to put a system in for, it was a luncheonette. Over the bridge, it was on the right-hand side. I did stuff in the luncheonette and also in his house, which on Park Avenue, on one block off the beach.
I know it well, absolutely. Yep, I'm at all the way to the end of Neptune, right on the bay. But we're downsizing, kids are gone, and I don't need a three bedroom, three bathroom, I should say, house anymore. So, moving to the condos in Lido. Should be good, some kind of experience. Anyway, at the office, just got here, and just wanted to put the offer out to you guys, and 73s, and have a beautiful day. WKBB is clear. Enjoy, guys.
Okay. I don't know how old your kids are, but I have 5 kids, and one of them is moving back. Right? So much for the downsizing.
Well, I'm going to let their spouses worry about it. Ain't coming back to me.
Well, my kid has 3 kids. She has 3 children, beautiful, beautiful grandchildren. And they're paying way too much in rent right now. So they want to save money to buy a house. So they would pop up for a couple of years. And they'll be able to save a lot.